Good morning, everyone. We're happy to receive the face of the world Kli in the preparation for the morning lesson. We're Chadera 2 and Merkaz 110s here gathered to prepare for you this morning lesson. These are difficult days that are happening in our society, and despite it all, the difficult questions, we united and prepared for the morning lesson, relying on the words of the Kabbalist, telling us that to reveal the Creator, we need the right connection between people. And by this special connection, the Creator is revealed. So we have gathered here many tens, the whole world Kli, demanding the revelation of the Creator through this special connection. So friends, let's let go of all the imaginary engagements, this entire world, and concentrate this moment at the one special thing that we want through the connection between us for the Creator to be revealed. I'm passing it to Yosef from Merkaz 1.
We are Chadera 2 and Merkaz 1. This week we were rewarded with having daily meetings. Meetings that let us feel the power of another group being together and the importance of connecting to another group gave us the prayer to the Creator that may we be rewarded with a physical connection soon in our time, that the Creator will hear our prayers with mercy, that He will listen to us at this moment, that He will give complete health to our Rav, and that we will be rewarded with redemption soon in our days. Amen.
We're
going to read an excerpt from Rabash. He wishes to achieve dvekut with the Creator, called equivalence of form, meaning not to think of his own benefit. That's why is subduing a difficult thing. The reason is that he must revoke his own worth and the whole of the life that he wishes to live will be only with the consideration of his ability to work for others' benefit. Beginning with love of others between man and man through the love of the Creator. Again, since he wishes to achieve dvekut with the Creator, called equivalence of form, meaning not to think of his own benefit, thus why is subduing a difficult thing? The reason is that he must revoke his own worth. And the whole of the life that he wishes to live will be only with the consideration of his ability to work for others' benefit. Beginning with love of others, between man and man, through the love of the Creator.
Question for an active workshop. How does surrendering to the Ten bring us closer to adhesion with the Creator? Again? Question for an active workshop. How does surrendering to the Ten bring us closer to adhesion with the Creator?
We're actually making the room where the Creator will be dwelling. So if we have a connection with the Creator, it's through the Ten, it's eternal, and with adhesion to the Creator.
The Ten is the place where the Creator's will is revealed. Any moment that I feel that I'm disagreeing with the desire of the Ten is a place for annulment. It's a place to ask for help. It's a place to overcome and actually to go out towards the friends with open hands, looking for how can I bring them into my heart.
Yes, because only through bestowing to the Ten, we can bestow to the Ten only through submitting to it, annulling before it, being willing to serve the friends, help them in whatever possible in order to connect. Lawrence, please.
The Ten is the
interface.
The interface towards the Creator. Yes, an interface for the Creator. And through nullification towards friends, we can make room for the place of the Creator.
The reason that it brings us closer because we're behaving like the Creator does. We equalize our form. Through the submission, we go under the friend's wings by asking for them, demanding for them. All the work is aimed at them. And so we also want the Creator to help them, that they'll be able to bring contentment to the Creator. And in such a way, we really equalize our form. We behave as the Creator expects us to behave. And we'll also receive His aid. And that's the adhesion with Him for the friends, too.
Ognit.
Subduing, subjugation is a very powerful thing. It makes making room for the Creator to enter in that place where I was taking up that space before in order to connect that interface between me and the Ten. There's a matter of annulment, which after deep scrutiny, I take upon myself the authority of the Ten, take upon myself the reason of the Ten, and this is my connection with the Ten, with the Creator.
Yes, It's basically the only means for me to reach equivalence of form through the force of bestowal, that just like the Creator doesn't think of himself, I want to be the same. So I have friends, and I only want to think for their sake, that they will succeed, that I'll just be a function that thinks of the friends and ask for them.
כן, כי המאמצים האלה זה מאמצים שהם
because these efforts are efforts that are aimed to resemble the Creator. This is what brings His bestowal upon us, the reforming light, which changes us. And that's what we can do. This is how we can show the Creator that we want to come closer to Him. And He could bring us closer.
אמרתם שאנחנו בונים את הבורא ביחד
like you said, we build the Creator together through connection between us. And then we begin to nullify our ego towards the friends, towards the ten. That's the only way that we can feel what's between us.
And
bit by bit, we get closer to the Creator or build the Creator. We feel what's the connection between us. Alex?
Can they,
we need to constantly be on that line of Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. On the way, if I know where I'm aimed, then along the way I need to accept upon myself the making of all the steps of development towards the Ten.
Sulam writes to us, when one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two, for anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally. Either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker.
Again,
when one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there's no difference between the two, for anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker.
Silent workshop. How can we help each other receive the ability to bestow to the friends? Again, silent workshop. How can we help each other receive the ability to bestow to the friends?
סדנה פעילה, חברים. חברו יחד תפילה בעשרייה.
Active workshop. Let's build together a prayer in the 10 for the connection of the world kli in the lesson.
תחבר אותנו, תעלה ותתקן. שלום.
Connect us, raise us up, and correct.
Thank you for the privilege of being once again in the lesson and the opportunity to contact the upper light. We ask to be able to realize this opportunity together.
May we be one man with one heart and one common appeal towards you.
We ask not to think of our own sake, but only the friends for them.
Let us yearn together for every friend and all the friends together to bestow to the Creator. And bring contentment, great contentment. Give us the privilege to receive all the light that the world needs so that we can bring the world to you, to give you your glory.
Strengthen our feeling and faith that all that we have is to strengthen our prayer towards you and put the world clean in our hearts.
We demand the help of the Creator for the sake of the friends, to bring our hearts closer to one another, truly as one man in one heart.
תפילת החברים. בורא יקר ואהוב, אנו מודים לך על שאספת אותנו כאן יחד. עזור לנו.
Prayer of the friends. Dear and beloved Creator, we thank you for gathering us together here. Help us stay connected and to think about each other throughout the lesson. Help us fulfill our role with joy and teach us to love. Help us reach a common intention that will bring peace to the whole world. Direct our society so that we will be as one man with one heart, connected together with you always, and bring you much contentment in our work. Amen.